Penrose without rotation, a parasite outbreak in 28 states, and 81 hidden cancer genes. Researchers this week reported successfully observing the Penrose process in a laboratory setting, the theoretical mechanism first described by Roger Penrose in 1969, by which energy can be extracted from a rotating black hole through its ergosphere. The remarkable finding is that they achieved an analogous effect without a spinning object, which the original theory requires. Observing the process without rotation suggests that the energy extraction mechanism may operate at the quantum level in ways current theory does not fully capture, potentially with implications for understanding relativistic jets from active galactic nuclei and for engineering applications in fusion and high-energy particle physics. A cyclospora outbreak in Michigan is approaching 1,000 cases and has spread to 28 other states, prompting Taco Bell to pull fresh produce items from its menu nationwide as a precautionary measure. The outbreak is parasitic rather than bacterial, meaning illness timelines and treatment windows differ from typical foodborne illness, and no source has yet been identified. The Taco Bell response illustrates how concentrated the fresh produce supply chain has become. A single contamination event can affect hundreds of thousands of meals nationally before a source is pinpointed. Researchers at Sinai Health published findings identifying 81 previously hidden genes driving aggressive basal-like breast cancer, which substantially overlaps with triple-negative breast cancer. That cancer type has had fewer targeted therapy options than hormone receptor-positive cancers because its molecular drivers were less well-characterized. Identifying 81 new driver genes gives pharmaceutical researchers a dramatically expanded target list. The modified CRISPR screening approach used to discover them is also described as methodologically notable. Spheres recovered on a Queensland beach have been identified as rocket debris, a reminder that the commercialization of space launch has created a debris distribution problem extending well beyond orbital clutter. The specific spheres appear to be from a launch vehicle's hydrazine propellant tank structure. The relevant international framework, the Liability Convention, assigns financial liability to the launching state, but enforcement mechanisms are weak and the identification process is often slow. An Idaho mother has been charged with murder in the deaths of her twins after reportedly blaming vaccines for their illness and refusing medical treatment. The case sits at the intersection of public health and criminal law in ways courts have not fully resolved. Prosecuting a parent for medical neglect leading to child death is well established, but cases where anti-vaccine ideology specifically drove treatment refusal are generating a second legal question about whether that belief system constitutes a pattern of behavior amounting to criminal culpability rather than a tragic individual mistake.